right now on VFN TV. We're going to hear a fresh prophetic word from Brett Holderbaum as God is sharing about what this season and what's taking place. We're also going to get a report from the VFN KB love boxes that are dropping love all over the Philippines right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I am Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me today is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're looking great today in snapper
well,
with
well,
your
well, thank you.
Freshly starched white
shirt. I appreciate
shirt.
That. I like the blue. Goes well.
Thank you.
We need
much.
A little red, red, white, and blue, but that's okay. No red here today.
I have some red highlights on my notes here.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
But maybe we can try this one more time. We were talking about interns.
Well, no, we actually hadn't started yet.
No. Prior to the program, we were talking.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Do we need some interns?
Well, we have opportunity for interns,
true.
Of VFN, interns. As a matter of fact, if you're thinking about becoming an intern, you're thinking about media, you're thinking about, you know, a lot of people want to be able, as a matter of fact, somebody wrote us all the way from Canada, and their commitment was that, you know, I've got to give my life over to the Lord. I've got to commit myself. And sometimes you just get in this cycle,
yeah,
you know, that you're just trying to squeeze God in. Your life tasks have been so overwhelming.
Work.
Sometimes you just got to take yourself off that track.
Yeah.
And just dedicate maybe like a 6-month internship with you're not only, you know, going through a learning media and learning all these wonderful skills that you get, you know, from journalism and editing, filming, all the programs and things
Absolutely.
That are going on, but also discipleship, getting to know God, getting to know family. I mean, that's so important. The new future pattern of the church is the original pattern. And one of the prophetic words out there is that, you know, what China is doing is what the whole church of the world will be doing.
The church in China.
Church in China, yes. And it's one thing that we talk about here.
Yeah.
And that you can learn, and that you obviously, you know, launch back into your area of calling where God's called you to with skills. I mean, of all the skills many pastors talk about, they have degrees in divinity and, you know, in ministry.
Sure.
But they're managing this budget, this huge budget. They're managing people.
People.
You know, and they wish they would have took some organizational behavior,
Absolutely.
Management. And I think about the book called Integrity by Dr. Henry Cloud.
Yes.
You know, it's a very good book. You need to read it if you haven't read it. And he talks about why America was failing and had all these failures during the crisis years financially. And this big thing is because of a lack of integrity.
I just spoke to someone in HR last night, and they told me that Big company, almost 90% of the people they know that get terminated, always as a result of integrity, not so much work performance.
Right.
Doing, you know, shady things they shouldn't be doing.
How many people push skill only without understanding the relational part
Absolutely.
Of things? And integrity is how
it's
we treat
sides.
People, how we handle things. And without God, I don't know how anybody could actually, you could be an integrous person, obviously, but without God, that grace, you're going to, all the times.
Sure.
And so, and I think about military ships that when I was in the Navy, we had called watertight integrity. And that the whole ship was designed that you could close off different, we call them rooms here.
Compartments.
And they're all watertight. And so if the ship was to get hit, because it had watertight enough integrity, it could float.
Mm.
And so it's not that you're perfect. Is you got enough integrity that when you're hit, you know, when you're hit,
you'll be able to stand.
You'll be able to stand. You'll be able to float. And God, we've noticed that, you know, we have part of our junior crew now that's went through the internship, and God's really blessed them. And
that's pretty amazing. Yeah. So if someone's watching right now, and they are, and they're saying, "Listen, I want to be a part of this internship. What's the first thing I need to do?"
Well, you need to go to vfnkb.com and contact us there. You choose on contact and say you want to be some more information on internship, and we'll send you the information. And as I'm telling you, we have the greatest time, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time.
We have to actually edit those parts out, but if you're an intern, you will get to see it, but you can't share it.
No you can't. It's part of your agreement.
It's part of the agreement.
But it's a great opportunity. I speak to people all the time, and they're saying, you know, I want to learn this new form of media.
Right. It's the new. It's the language.
Oh, yeah. And if you have the opportunity to be part of this internship, you will grow, you will learn.
I think about this. I think people out there that, you know, have a call and they say they feel like I want to. It used to be able, you could stand on a street corner and speak to, you know, a few people in that community.
Yeah.
If you're in New York, you can speak to more.
A lot, yeah.
The more probably hear you in a more country. Anyway, so, but now you can literally get you a digital corner.
Yeah.
And have your own channel.
Absolutely.
And you could learn the skills in an internship, how to make a ministry out of that aspect of it and have your own channel. And we'd be able to impart those kind of skills to you. And it could be anything. I mean, you could literally be a CEO of a company, CEO, or, you know, have a ministry or whatever it is. These are skills that you're going to need, life skills you're going to need.
No doubt. So 6 months commitment.
Yeah, it's a 6 month commitment. And if you need help with the cost, you know, apply for a partial scholarship or full scholarship, we can help you there as well. But the big thing is the commitment, you know, the commitment to dive in and enjoy and have the fun that we have. And it's amazing reaching every nation of the world.
No doubt.
Every
and the single testimonies.
Yes.
In fact, on this program, you got to stick around because you're going to be hearing what we're doing in the Philippines, thousands of miles through VFNKB Lovebox. So the internship is just a ever unfolding of opportunity, really, to reach all across the world.
It really is. All seven mountains. You can find out more details at VFNKB.com. Hit contacts and contact us. So when we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing a prophetic word from Brett Holderbaum. You know, Brett Holderbaum is a spiritual son of mine. He's a prophet. And God just speaks these encouraging, uplifting, and timely words. And I just heard one of the words that he gave reflected from a new prophet that's speaking, a new prophetic word coming out from someone else. And it was a word that Brett had already spoken about how the wind of God is going to come through government and it's going to purge it out. The wind of God is just going to deal with all that there. And so we'll be hearing right after this break a word from Brett Holderbaum, a prophetic word about the harvest is about to come in a big way. That although the time is kind of tumultuous and you might want to give up in it. Don't give up, because what you're supposed to do in the middle of that moment when it seems like you want to give up, charge and go after the mountain, and God's going to give you the mountain right during that time. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
When Americans were asked, what's more important to you in a Bible translation, accuracy to the original or easy readability? 3 out of 4 people said accuracy.
When someone asks, why trust the Bible? Perhaps the next question is, why not trust the Bible? Historically, the Bible is trustworthy in the reality of ancient manuscripts, hundreds of papyri, even quotations of the early church fathers.
In eyewitness accounts,
Pope Benedict XVI said in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, it does not tell stories symbolizing suprahistorical truths, but is based on history that took place on the earth.
In archaeology,
Miller Burroughs, former professor of archaeology at Yale University, said, archaeology has in many cases refuted the views of modern critics.
Read the Bible for yourself. Draw your own conclusions. Engage thoroughly with this book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards. And you ain't.
I said, you know, you probably noticed that my daughter's got a cute body.
That's quite a statement to your daughter's date. This is Focus on the Family Minute. Dads with a teen daughter need to have a man-to-man chat with that guy, according to Dennis Rainey.
Now, what's he gonna say to that?
You're just right out there.
Yes, sir.
If he shakes his head no, he and I both know he's lying through his teeth.
I would say there's no good answer.
There is no good answer. But it lets him know, I'm getting ready to get into the nitty-gritty. And so I said, that's okay. It's good. But whether you become her husband or not, I want you to treat her as though she was somebody else's wife and protect her innocence and her sexuality and guard that.
Hear more today from Dennis Rainey about interviewing your daughter's date at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg
Lancaster. Welcome back. We are talking about a fresh prophetic word from Brett Holderbaum that was given September the 3rd. And we shared part of it before, literally part of it.
Yes.
And we're going to share the whole word with you today. I mean, Brett just talked to me this morning, very encouraging word. You know, God is doing some pretty powerful things, you know, and it's time to be uplifted. These midterm elections that are coming up, if it hasn't happened yet by the time you're watching this, you know, God is going to move mightily in them. Mm. You know, God responds by faith. I mean, if one fears that God won't, guess what he won't do? Yeah. But when God says prophetically, warns us and, or gives us an encouragement and says, this is what I'm going to do. And there's a great word we're going to have for you on our next week's program. You got to catch it, but it lines right up with what Brett Haldebaum is sharing here as well with this prophetic word about taking the mountains. Like VFNKB is all about taking the mountains.
No doubt.
Okay.
So this is the word, right?
This is the word, yes. Brett Haldebaum.
The harvest is ready, and I will cause them to turn. Now take the mountains. The first picture the Lord showed me this morning was a cornfield ready for harvest. The Lord said, my fields are ready for the harvest. John 4:35. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. The Lord has prepared the harvest. Go into the fields, says the Lord.
So the harvest is souls. So people, yeah. It's souls.
Yeah, it reminds me what the Lord told me one time when I just woke up in the morning before I took my head off the pillow. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The harvest is plentiful. That's why I've sent you. Mm. And he's sending all of us into the harvest field.
I think it's so important, too, to understand that if you show up before the harvest is ready, you might think there is no harvest.
Yeah.
But the reality was it just wasn't ready. So you can go back and talk to the same people that you talked to before.
That's right.
And when they're ready, they'll respond to the very same word that you gave them at that particular time, the same invitation. So don't write people off.
No.
They might not have been ready.
Write them
okay.
in. The next thing he says is, I saw the fog. The Lord said the fog over America is lifting.
Praise God.
The fog is burned off by the sun, S-O-N, sun. The fog that has been over America and my people is going to be burned off by the S-O-N, sun.
That's so important because you can feel that fog that seems over everybody. It's like, why are y'all, what's, and it's like there is something, but he's saying that the sun, God's telling him the sun, literally Jesus, is going to just burn that fog off.
Praise God.
Yeah.
The Father says there will be contention and yielding in the body. Contention means heated disagreement. He said the captured territory was one of the main areas of contention between the two countries.
So that's describing the contention, you know, what that contention is. And so this contention is, from what I'm understanding, is that there's going to be the religious and then it's going to be the relational. That people basically described as a conservative versus a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, that
contention's been going on for a long time,
yes.
even from the days of Jesus.
Right. Okay.
So some synonyms for that is disagreement, dispute, disputation, argument, discord, conflict, friction, strife, dissension, disharmony, a point of contention. And you also get talked about
giving into it.
A yielding. And that yielding is giving way under pressure, not rigid.
And you're seeing contention everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, are you really over a sport?
Are these grown folks?
Or you have a round ball and you have an oval ball and y'all run around and it's like contending with governments? It's like, what is going on? It's like, we used to get along. Everybody used to enjoy. And what is this contention?
Spirit.
Yeah, and it's like sides are coming down. You see people polarizing and picking sides. Well, the side you want to pick is Jesus'
That's
side.
That's it.
He loves both sides. And this, you're looking at probably a people who are going to realize there was no hope in man, but there's hope in God.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a turnaround. Okay.
The next thing he said is, take the mountains. Contention will come, says the Lord, but do not give in. Take the mountains. Take the mountains. Wield the sword, says the Lord. Wield the sword over America. This is the battle I have prepared for you and my people. Reminds me about torching the sword and what the Lord showed Rick Joyner about waving
the
sword.
Which is a vision that God gave him.
Yeah. And the more that you're able to wave the sword, which is a sword of the Lord, the truth over the air, people begin to start hearing.
The fog would go away.
The fog goes away. Yeah.
And that's why every single day we broadcast around the world, because what God told us is that you continually do that. And we've seen.
We've seen,
you know, a particular region where a weatherman had been there for 18 years, maybe at least. And once we started broadcasting in that particular area, all of a sudden, he just came to himself and just said, I am tired of reading other people's words, right?
Yeah, empty words.
Empty words, because he's reading off a prompter. and that he's going to give his life to the Lord in regards to ministry. And he left all those years and gave his life over to begin as a minister, ministering to the body.
Amazing,
isn't
it?
It is.
Beautiful thing.
All over the world is happening.
Yeah. The word continues to go on. It says, this is the battle I have prepared for you and my people. My mark is on America, and my mark is on my people. Do not lose heart, says the Lord. As you yield the sword, the airwaves over America will be clear. Mm. I am clearing the airwaves. The people are going to respond to me, says the Father. This is my spirit moving. Yielding my people will begin to respond to the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. In Acts 2, 17 through 21, this is what the Word of God says. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yes.
Wow, powerful. The bride will operate in my spirit, says the Lord.
You know, just what you just said was, you know, the end time language of the church is going to be dreams and visions. Mm. The end time language at all. I mean, it's not just the church. It says in all flesh. Mm. So everybody's going to begin to hear from God and what's happening and what he's doing.
And we'll loose it and speak it and release what God's saying.
Right, right. It's end time language.
Beautiful.
People say, you know, I don't believe in dreams. Well, it's like, come on. You haven't read the word. Yeah. You haven't understood.
Whether you believe in it or not doesn't negate the fact that it is true.
If you're watching this is God speaking here through the things that God has told us.
Yeah.
And so you're at end time language. So he says, the bride what? The bride will operate?
The bride will operate in my spirit, says the Lord. What was prophesied in Joel, well, I just read, and Peter spoke in Acts, will come forth as never seen on the face of this earth before.
Praise God.
The bride will begin to operate in the fullness of my spirit. The mountain of false religion will be thrown into the sea, says the Lord.
That's what I was talking about. Mm. So this false religion, you know, he says you could say to the mountain, be thrown into the sea, and it'll be thrown, which means he's giving us the words to say, we're speaking those words out. It's not going to happen without us speaking, but it will literally, you know, deal with this false religion. It's amazing how it's just intertwined itself into to a nation who has a Judeo-Christian foundation. Our founding documents, as a matter of fact, one of our, you know, we are all over the place. We have a YouTube channel as well, and you may be watching us there, but they blocked one particular program that we had that explained how the Bible is one of our foundational documents.
Yeah.
But Google,
it's amazing
YouTube
how that
just
one
blocked
was blocked.
It.
Yeah.
They blocked that particular aspect. But it was, and it is one of the founding documents.
The word goes on to say that no man can stop this. Woe to the man that gets in the way as I remove him and replace him with another, says the Lord. The mountain of false religion must come down and my spirit will move. The greater works will be performed in this hour because of this outpouring. John 14, verse 12 says this, very truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Luke 7, verse 22, so he replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and what you have heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. The testimonies will go forth, says the Lord. These testimonies speak of my goodness and my love for people. You know, testimonies are so powerful because when people share testimonies, it's the testimony and the work of Jesus Christ.
It's an overcoming
power. That anointing
power.
And that presence is still available to reproduce that same testimony in the lives of other people. So when you share these testimonies, just faith just begins to just well up, and that opportunity for that thing to occur happens one more time, you know?
Yeah, we shared ours at meetmyfather.org. You can find out what our testimonies are as well.
The Lord says, prepare your jars, jars of faith, jars of expectations, jars of love, jars of mercy, jars of provision.
That's so important because God filled these things up as long as there was a jar, but once they ran out of containers.
That's right.
So it's literally the prophetic word is saying you got to prepare yourself. Get jars for faith, jars for expectation, jars for love, jars for mercy, and jars for provision. That's so powerful because all of them just got
Don't come with one.
Right.
2 Kings 4:4, the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elijah, and your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elijah replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? What do you have in there? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. Wow. Elijah said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and each, as each one is filled, put it to the one to the side. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. And when all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me one more. And he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing.
So it all stops once you have no more containers.
No more containers. Mm.
Expectation.
Expectation. Lift them high and gather them. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. In this move, I will continue to pour out, and do not come with only a few, says the Lord. Continue to bring jars, and I will continue to fill them. These jars will be filled to overflowing. Bring the jars. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for this word.
Yeah, it's very powerful. That's exciting to hear
that,
you know, and so often, I know the Lord has shown me several times, and I know that, you know, Brett Holderbaum talks about it as well, and you know, that you can be so overwhelmed and so under such stress and pressure, you just turn off your expectancy altogether, and you go to survival.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you always have to be expecting, you always have to be looking and believing for more, not as you're being contented where you are, but you're actually expecting. God wants you to have faith for more.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't live by what is seen, but we go by what is unseen. So we always have to be looking past our present circumstances and look for what God is doing in the midst of those circumstances. And nothing is impossible for God. It just reminds me, no matter what we're facing, keep those expectations high.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good word, you know, from Brett, and we're going to make that all available to you in the VFN Torch. But I want you to think about this for a second, is that, you know, this is somebody that God saw. He knew that this particular lady's husband has passed, and her son, he knew that they were in a financial crisis because her husband had passed, which means, you know, God hasn't forsaken you because you're in a financial crisis. It's just an opportunity for him to move and realize that. And then sometimes you look at, well, somebody has this and somebody has that, but this is what God said. What do you have?
What do you have?
And she had this and she had that, and that's what God used. And God will use what you have.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's not about looking outwardly. It's about looking inwardly and believing and listening to God. And don't let the enemy condemn you because of some situation. It could be a financial crisis. It could be a situation that, you know, you were in a relationship with somebody for a business relationship or something of that nature, or maybe ministry. And they just something happened and that whole thing died for you. But here you are, you know, and the debtors are coming in to take your home, take your stuff, and possibly change the destiny of your children. And back then, they would take your child and enslave them until they paid off the debt.
I think about it, it's the two things. It's the super and the natural, right? Mm. God wants you to step out, like you're saying, with what you do have, and he'll meet you every time. I think a lot of times people are waiting for pennies to fall out of heaven.
Yeah. Or run them over.
God to speak with the boom when he speaks in the still small voice. And so they're missing him, but he wants us to work alongside with him in this.
Right. I think that's huge. And this is an awesome, encouraging prophetic word. We appreciate, you know, Brett, for sharing that word for us. And you can give a shout out, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. And we're excited. We love to hear, you know, what God's saying to you. We know there's many prophetic people, people that are hearing words and dreams and visions from around the world. And you can write to us at friends@vfnkb.com, or you can comment below to be able to share them with us. And our community kind of just encouraging each other. When you see somebody, you know, posting in one of our communities and they're saying, listen, I need prayer for this. Thank you so much for those that are going in there right then. I see you going there and you literally push reply and you start praying for them right
there.
That's
awesome.
And then they come back and they go, say, you know, thank you for praying. God answered the prayer. I mean, that is just like the love of God, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
the one another's is taking place.
Absolutely.
And so thank you so much for that. John?
This has been such a powerful program and a great prophetic word. But we also been so encouraged by all the comments you've been sharing about President Trump, about this administration. Listen, continue to put all of your comments and your prayer requests and all your positive things about this country. So many people are talking all these negative things. It's us together, joining together, praying together, and sharing the truth together so that we can have a wonderful country.
Really, the whole program that we did, almost 4 days straight.
4 days!
Just answer after answer. You know, don't miss out when you're in a dry desert and God's bringing you a big glass of water. Don't buy in. The devil's going to get you to try to criticize Jesus handing you a glass of water when you've been complaining about your thirst. I mean, God has answered prayers huge. He's done huge moves across the world. America, we have more jobs than we've ever had people to actually work them. We're the highest economy we've ever been. It's great stuff. We talked about that.
Military.
But, you know, and you know, your share, you know, it encourages us to see that you're being encouraged by that and that, hold on, this is going to be, share this with your friends. You know, take that program and share it all over the place because things are being said that's not true.
Yeah.
And that is nothing but truth, nonstop, beautiful, beautiful truth.
And it's encouraging because what's out there before, it's mainly negative, and it's trying to hide and suppress all these wonderful things.
Yeah.
But we were totally blessed as we were talking about it and sharing, and we're so thrilled and overjoyed that you're feeling the same way. So,
John, I'd like to be able to pray for our audience right now. Listen, we just want to tell you, you know, it's exciting. It's a great opportunity that we get to come every week to spend time with you every day almost now. And around the nation, every country that you're in, it's exciting. It's us together. You know, we see ourselves as family and just following our Father and what He's doing.
One big tribe, right?
One big tribe. But I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our audience. We just pray over that lady right now that's looking and she's wondering, is her voice being heard? I just declare by faith it's being heard now in Jesus' name. God, we just speak a vitality, ability to stand up and fight during this difficult season that Brett Holderbaum's speaking about, that he said that you share with him. And we just say, stability during this time, strong heart, Father God, ability to set their face like a flint, Father God, in the face of turmoil, Lord, and the ability to go take the mountains, which is come against and speak over those mountains and say they'll be taken by the mountain of God in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.